Repetitio est mater studiorum. Little orphaned Annie's come to our house to stay, to wash the cups and saucers up and sweep the crumbs away, and chew the chickens off the porch and dust the hearth and sweep and make the fire and bake the bread and earn her board and keep. All us other chillin', when the supper things is done, we sits around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun a-listenin' to the witch tales that Annie tells about, and the goblins that gets you if you don't watch. And once there was a little boy who wouldn't say his prayers. And when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler and his daddy heard him bawl. And when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room, the cubby hole and press. They searched him up the chimbley flue and everywhere, I guess. But all they ever found was just his pants and roundabout. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And once there was a little girl who used to laugh and grin, make fun of everybody and all her blood and kin. And once when there was company and old folks was there, she mocked them and she shocked them and she said she didn't care. And then, just as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, there was two great big black things a-standing at her side. And they snatched her through the ceiling, for she knew what she's about. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And little orphaned Annie says that when the blaze is blue and the night lamp flickers and the wind goes woo, and you hear the crickets quit and the skies are gray and the lightning bugs and dew is all quenched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish him what loves you, and dry the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, or the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And so, ladies and gentlemen, by the eternal principle of repetition, we repeat ourselves again and begin another Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Eh, Greetings, dear fiends. This is, once again, your irritating horror host, Dr. Howland Owl. And tonight, a swirling maelstrom of spiritual temerity will be breached by our bold and decisive mood and move. We will slice through the ectoplasmic barriers and gaze goggle-eyed upon the very nudity of the universe itself. Yes, we make this and other promises, but unlike other programs of this nature, we can give some intimation of succeeding in our aims, as we rely on more than 41 years of radio regurgitation, or in the words of the late Dr. Pete Goldie, science advisor at my lost and forgotten nightclub act, Reloadio. Yes, we reload all this stuff over and over, but each time like a palimpsest, a new layer is produced. A woven skein of infinite complexity. An artifact, a device of wonder and terror. And so for the next 3 hours, settle back and prepare yourself for a new level of received values. For whatever else may happen, the show must go on. The night has 1,000 inhabitants, mostly unseen, invisible to the inhabitants of the waking world. They impinge upon us in the world of dreams. That is, the brain is no longer the boss. The conscious mind, so-called, is not in the driver's seat. No, instead, a stream of associations helps us bathe our consciousness and wash away its agonies and toxins. Here's a question. Do we assist that process, or do we impede it with these podcasts?
All was found among those too young to have experienced the inevitability of stylistic burnout. But, in fact, the rise of new titillation, the peaking to saturation, the descent to tiresome, and finally the relegation to a timeless limbo of nostalgia is the fate of all styles. Except, of course, Cubism. And, as I indicated earlier, the style of style itself. Well, I see my time is up. Tips for weekend entertainment? Well, why don't you just put down that fanzine, turn off that TV, take off all your silly clothes, and think this over.
been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
God, natural fact or unnatural fiction? This decision is your heads to decide. And if it does, you will. And the next step will be yours to remove your blindfold and take the It's All in Your Head message out of this building, out to all of those unable to attend this broadcast. Thank you for supporting Carry Out Philosophy. Thank you for supporting the future. This has been It's All in Your Head FM.
Weatherman speaking. Thanks for listening.
The creator's divine to reproduce this human, Man Ray.
Well, did you have an idea about God?
No, I never did.
Well, have you an idea about God now?
No.
I'm ready to disconnect.
Living, loving, working. Living, loving, working. Living, loving, working.
I'll kill your clock. I'll kill your clock.
That brings us to the close of the Here and Now tonight. Intermittent tribute to the late Don Joyce, which will continue full-fledged at midnight as we go over the edge. That set of music included Negative Land, Piece of Pie. Piece of Pie from No Business. John Oswald in his remix of Count Basie from Plunderphonic. The Clogs. Last song from The Creatures in the Garden of Lady Walton. And Negative Land, Crosley Bendix, cultural critic on style from Negative Land Presents Over the Edge, Volume 5, Crosley Bendix, The Radio Review.
There is no God, the wicked saith. And truly, it's a blessing. For what he might have done with us, it's better only guessing. There is no God, the tradesman thinks. Or if there is, 'tis funny that he should take it ill in me to make a little money. There is no God, the schoolboy thinks. Or truly, if there may be, he surely doesn't mean a man always to be a baby. Whether there is, the rich man says, it matters very little, for I and mine, thank somebody, are not in want of victual. Some others, too, also themselves who not so much as doubt it, think there is none when they are well, or do not think about it. But country folk who live beneath the shadow of the steeple, the parson and the parson's wife, and mostly married people. Youths, green and happy in first love, so grateful for illusion, and men caught out in what the world calls guilt in first confusion, and almost anyone, when age, disease, or sorrows strike him, incline to think there is a God, or something very like him.
For me, movies are an art, more than an industry.
Nothing like a nice bubblegum popsicle, which I'm about to consume. A quiescently frozen confection from Popsicle Pete here in the Mission. Helados, Mexico. They don't make these babies in the U.S. No, sir. No how. Ice cold and bright blue. With clusters of Mexican candy in the heel next to the wooden stick. Better than the nectar and ambrosia the gods feast on in heaven.
Leave me alone.
As we say in the Church of the Subgenius, believe me out of it.
There is something living in our own beings.
Well, folks, for those of you who are attentive listeners of these shows, if indeed there is any such animal, which has been the subject of debate by scholars and learned doctors for lo these many years, then we can proudly assert that in all probability, Michael Pepe himself will finally, no more jerking us around, appear on Reloadio tomorrow night. And then, what larks, as we say. What larks. Here, pass that to me.
Yes.
Well, good hello.
We shall have quite a show tomorrow.
It's not actually Don Joyce at all. Words can't do justice to the law.
Ah, these sky blue popsicles really hit the spot. When it's so beastly, beastly, beastly hot.
Homer, Edge, Izzy Isn't, Bud Choke, Leland Googleburger, Wang Tool, and Dr. Oslo Norway, who all died yesterday in Oakland, California, of heart.
My cigarettes got them all.
Perhaps a loud, mournful squawk from Don's booper feedback oscillator would better sum up the feelings of Negative Land, his comrades and partners for 34 years who are devastated.
Yes, and that booper spoke with an emotional voice.
It was Don who coined the term culture jamming and who devoted his life to the art of sound collage and his weekly live radio program, Over the Edge, on this radio station, actually, the one that we're on right now, KPFA-FM.
Well, they were on it, but now they're on this, through the miracle of appropriation.
At midnight since 1981, without interruption. You see, Don was a DJ at the station when a mutual friend, Ian Allen, one of the early members of our group who died this past January, introduced him to a group of Contra Costa noise music artists called Negative Land, who entered the station one night armed with stacks of recordings and electronic gear, and why, immediately transformed Don's normal music show into a free-form sound collage odyssey.
Stacks, man.
It totally blew open Don's idea of what a radio program could be and what a DJ could do.
With the squeaking and the squealing and the sound effects.
Conveniently DJ. What do you think of that?
Whoa. Never noticed that.
It only took 31 years to figure that out, but I did as I was writing this morning and putting it onto the internet. Well, anyway, Don, whose initials were DJ, you see... Negative Land had found...
Coincidence or conspiracy?
...realizing that they were looking for one. And I've been looking for one myself, and hopefully a younger fellow, maybe in his 30s or 40s, and
well, let's not be ageist here. Why not an aged geezer of 375... yes, 375 going on 6 years old. What about that, huh?
Listeners, but if you stop and think about it, maybe you'll kind of just catch the gist of it. And here I've managed to say the whole thing and without any interference. And I'm.
Which line is he on?
Time for a drink of go juice.
Once a year.
Save the world.
I'll pour this
well,
down.
Well, customer service, what do you do to save the world? Don't you think locally and act globally or whatever that is, huh?
Oh, my, this is good.
I act locally and think jokingly. No.
Glug-a-lug. Chug-a-lug some glug-a-lug.
And whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you drink locally and...
globally and...
I call the show to try to save the world.
Well, that makes a great deal of difference to two or three guys sitting around so early in the morning.
You need to stop the show to save this world. Stop the show. Save the world.
You've heard of a show stopper?
You have only one world to save.
Well, you've got to top the
top. You have only one show to stop.
Information and experiences
will
bring dramatic, powerful changes to your life.
Yeah.
Memory power, speed reading, a new language in just 4 hours. Develop listening and concentration powers. Skyrocket your radio show grades in school. Stop listening to the show now. Instant show. Learn while you listen to the show. Instant math, history, biology, law, and much, much more. Weight control for once and for all, hypnosis control for your expanded life pattern, winning casino gambling, unlimited
success, good
workshop, and much, much more here on the show.
Then, on Show Bacteriology, you'll study small single-celled organisms having firm cell walls of cellulose and
like
no distinct
healing.
Nucleus. Chromatin granules are scattered throughout the cytoplasm.
Cytoplasmic instant memory. For example,
what is this mysterious substance?
Gray brain matter and
beep.
The stuff of life.
Now, I know you. You're, tell me.
I won't tell you. I'll be back, though, and you'll remember my name when I return.
You know my name. You know my name. You know my name.
If a language contains 5 terms, then it contains for both green and yellow. If a language contains 6 terms, then it contains a term blue. If a language contains 7 terms, then it contains a term for brown. If a language contains 8 or more terms, then it contains red, pink, gray, brown, gray.
Now let's get down to brass tacks. And then we'll be cooking with gas. Yes, something big is happening, coming this way. Really big. No, I don't mean Gojira or Hedora or Ghidorah. Or Spigon, or Anguillus, or even Gan-Q, though that would be quite a to-do. No, what is coming inexorably and inevitably to here? Here, used in a general term, meaning San Francisco, Californica. I-E-Q-E-D, this locality, at the foot of Market Street, at noon, on April 1st, St. Stupid's Day, the St. Stupid's Day Parade.
Buy me that. Look at the headlights on that Packard.
That is units poor.
Easy on the eyes, eh?
Led by Bishop Joey himself, whose voice you are now hearing.
That Radix.
Millimeters. Age at onset of dimpling.
Old age hath yet his honor and his toil.
On that
unlimited power and control
death
over others,
closes
including
all
the show hosts. But of course, that's a silly.
Yet get a something near the end.
Rectangle.
Some work of you noble note may yet be done, not unbecoming well, men who strove with God.
Chicken lingered after the last barbecue.
One more parade.
Grown-ups sitting
one more for the aged. The spirit is willing, though the flesh be weak.
Each day's turmoil and hugger mugger.
See the doggy diner head float move majestically down the San Francisco streets with no
spotted us
no permit
near the house, and he dropped a piece of his red paper napkin into its center. Then someone noticed the huge, horrible, hairy-looking spider crawling out onto the web. It tugged at the piece of paper, probably several times its own weight.
I don't know why they do that.
The web remained spotless.
I once saw a giant centipede playing with an old sock.
These folks watched, transfixed. Recognizing,
you know, you wonder, what is the creature doing?
Around the world, the seasons change. Life goes on.
These big centipedes in the Arizona desert
watches its way.
They're venomous. The bite is more painful than anything. Some say even more than the Centroroides scorpion. But, so you don't want it to bite you, huh? And they're as long as your arm. But
looking for something with, you know, like,
but we saw this one who was quite near us.
How about something like this?
And we were all naked, so we felt kind of vulnerable to it. But it wasn't interested in us. It was interested in an old sock that it had found, and it would crawl in, and then it would crawl out, and then it would get out and tug it one way and tug another way and be chewing a hole in it and crawling it. What the hell was this super arthropod doing with somebody's old stanky sweat sock anyway? Yes, there are mysteries in nature which shall never be plumbed by the feeble brain of man.
Class in here, and there were
second
series of stress
in the series of creation of sapient beings.
Well, homie,
first the angelic order, and then the human order. Man by Satan seduced.
Have a limited amount of money.
Well, how much? What is your range? Let's say, what is your bottom and what is your top?
Well, let's see. I got 27 cents here, and I can borrow 20 from Ruthie, and I got $14 in the bank. And,
okay. That's good. I think that gives us something to work with. Now,
hey,
that gives
me
an idea.
Doing? That's my 27
yes,
cents.
Wait right here. I'll be right back. I'm just going to go over here living.
And see if well, that was Bishop Joey, folks. That and really if you want to see more of him in action, just come down on April 1st to the, you know, the foot of Market Street near the doomed Valine Court Fountain. You'll hear the beat of the big bass drum. You'll see the doggy diner heads looming majestically.
Coffee.
And you'll see Bishop Joe. You'll probably see me.
That's right.
You may
Joe,
see a lot of people and they'll be in wacky, wiggy costumes, jumping up and down. What an occasion for joy. So get down there at noon. I know it's horrible. I like to sleep till at least 3 or 4, but it's for art, don't you know? That's April 1st, the
St.
Stupid's Day Parade featuring Santo Estupido himself. And I might be pressed upon to give away a free St. Stupid comic book, which I will probably have on me if you ask me nicely. That's the St. Stupid's Day Parade. April 1st, St. Stupid's Day, foot of Market Street, the Embarcadero, San Francisco, high noon. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Tomorrow is your wedding day.
No one could discover what had happened.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait along, wait along. Got to be down there at noon.
Because when all is done and said, you have to face a deadly killer. His name's Frank Miller, and he has vowed to shoot you dead. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired cutie. I ain't afraid of death, but oh, what'll I do if you leave me? He made a vow while in state prison, swore he'd exchange my life for his, and I ain't afraid of death, but oh, what'll I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our special wedding day, just let me get out and start shooting, and then dart tooting, we'll blow ugly Frank away.
Get blues long. From glass fragments in a mysterious get crater long. In Yucatan. Where an abundance of the rare element iridium at the end of the sebaceous period, 65 million years.
Look really awful too.
Just how thick was it?
So how many monies does it?
Look at the size of it. External skeletons of these beasts caused them to revert to their original atoms in a great family of ruling reptiles. It was the Adams family, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the family of Adams.
Correct.
No.
Everything's made of atoms. The atoms comprise molecules and form substances we encounter in our daily lives.
Safety clause, safety clause. It's getting to be that.
And those atoms, what can I say?
Bloated and
they go real fast.
There he is now, rising high above the city, guaranteeing the safety of the
They go faster than you can imagine.
Oh, this looks fake.
No, it's real. Come on, Hal. It has to scare the entire city. It has to
They
look
go
real.
So damn
now, kids,
fast.
Does this look real, or is this something made up? You know, I don't want you to be scared. So
and that's why.
Special effect, and
oh, look, Santa Claus is smiling.
Faster than light space travel
year
is real
this
hard to do.
Will be a wonderful
because that
year
is the speed
happiness.
Where atoms can't keep up.
My
they can't go that fast.
Your safety clause to happiness.
And so where does that leave you?
Safety.
Nowheresville. That's where.
Safety clause calls on me.
Safety oh, is oh, he thinks oh, we should spend less on defense. Apparently, he believes no one will ever attack us. So we don't need any military protection.
Bringing us all down to our knees.
Ah, Bishop Joey, such a winning way with words the lad has.
Oh, Lord. We'd love to pay for
you know, he was a submariner. He went down with the submarine to the bottom of D.C. on the Tyree.
I've done that at a rap. I think if at the
one of the last diesel subs in the
you
U.S.
You know, I have a question for safety clause. I just got my medical insurance all paid up, but I got a really funny, sharp pain here. And I was
no need to poke.
Well,
I'm just telling you about
all the medical insurance you think you could afford in the year 2020.
That's so nice. But this is the year 2026, I think.
You know what that pain is?
Here in this era, I must look at my chronograph.
Hurtling. Oh, no. Slowly towards your brain.
Oh, no, don't say that. No.
Meteor hits the brainstem.
Oh, no.
I'm a down to 5,000.
How many here knows who Bob Dog?
That means he's super cool. Bob Dogs has a green, he's standing in the right. And when you see Bob Dogs, he's going to be smoking a pipe. He's going to be smoking a pipe.
Strange organization. Some cult like.
Oh, cult stock. Actually, Mr. Shirley and Philo and I were today we're planning Cult Fest.
Are you going with
Cult Fest?
We're going to make up cult stock.
Make up test?
From the FBI to the Mormons to the.
Mormons?
Well, I'm going out to Flash's, and we'll have a powwow about perhaps hosting a subgenius wing game.
Subgenius wing game? You gotta be crazy.
Sometime during the Thanksgiving week, Alex.
Yeah, so
when everyone gathers around the table for a
Brobdingnagian ration of roast turkey dactyl. And Mom and the grand folks are there, and the little brats sitting on big dictionaries.
Oh, I forgot to download a whole bunch of material from the memory dump, but I did see that.
Have to go this weekend?
Well, on Friday there is a pornographer's march on City Hall. This is no gag. The pornography industry is actually demonstrating against some sort of repressive something or other. The details I didn't get clear. We suffered a power outrage as Pedro got there. Or we suffered this end just
so
as
you mean lies was power outraged?
Well, he'd already retired into his cocoon.
See what time it is?
Wow.
There.
What time is it?
A giant digital rock for the heart of sea, with huge, flaring, flashing moons.
What time is it?
Ever the incipient onrush.
What time is it, caller?
The never, never whisper by the
It makes your eyes big just looking at it.
The sound out the distance.
It's 10:36.
Wait a minute.
Into the eternal abyss of time. Oh, watching somebody at night,
yes.
Eh?
There he goes.
Hey, one's eye again. Sawed off, Dracula.
Zombies, reach in and pull him out of the car.
Zombies, eh? Get your hands off
one of 65
aren't really
Fury.
All right, let's go over that again.
Out of the car by the zombies every time.
No, they haven't played for years.
So inept and fumbling, but in fact, they invariably accomplish.
And of course, depends on their state of decomposition.
Yes, there is that. They ultimately get there.
Been on the ground for over a week.
Once they get past,
you might call them motivated.
Rigor mortis stage. They become quite flexible and able to perform remarkable feats.
All right. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this right in the way.
Sniff.
I'm not gonna let any skeletons or
no. George Romero started all this.
Listen to us talk about zombies.
No monster was going to be really as scary as just some other human that was out there who had malicious intentions against it. This was the scariest concept.
Getting ready for
it. Come along in the world of monsters.
Watch out for the Texas oil man.
And they're doing it today.
They do everything.
Gotcha.
Yes, because the resource extraction industry runs the show.
The resource extraction industry runs the show, using for you and me.
Marking up the wrong tree.
They control our society. And whether we're free, that's what is true. Every time their irritating visitors show, you would like to send them down to hell.
The way they are, I'm going to.
That is how you'd like it all to be. The real extraction industry.
I'm telling you, the man behind everything is. But
that's not true.
Yes, we know who this is.
Naughty world.
Mama.
It's not Jerry Jeff Caller Jr.
Yes, the man behind everything is.
I don't like the potato, nappathapas kapalapper.
Let's see what's going on here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, give me another
boy one. Down. What's the word for friend?
Bala.
Amy.
Bala.
That's it. Say Bala.
Tosco.
Hello?
Tosco.
Car is still moving.
Keep your eye on the face.
Yes, but he sure does a good job.
Okay, we're all alone now. Let's just try
those
show.
Collars all over the screen door.
Look, there's that one little collar that's.
Yeah, he says, look at the golden woman.
The jar, and maybe you could read comic books at night.
Lines are scarce around here.
Okay, I caught one. It's in the jar. It's in the jar. He was on the phone a minute ago. Now he's in the jar. Okay,
he's offering to trade six of his women for Anne.
Too much for his soul to bear.
You got her into this, gentlemen. Tell the old boy, no deal. Calm him down.
The script. When we had a script, everybody could be heard. It was better then.
Are you referring to the Hinky Commission?
Yes, Hinky Commission must follow script. Do not worry about one gunman who blasted from side with mustache. Puzzling evidence. No, not puzzling evidence.
As a Guangdong quotidian member of the Ed Hinky Commission to investigate the assassination of Bob Dobbs, I resent the allegation and I defy the alligator who claims that my allegiance to my country is in any way compromised by my subgenius faith. I am and always remain un-American.
Do you, Senator, continue to believe in torture in the public schools?
the amendment.
Now, you've got to understand that it's not as simple as you might like to believe. The economy has to have paramount consideration. And, of course, we can't allow our daily needs to suffer simply because of the exaggeration.
A few bad actors in school, drama production.
What about your proposed amendment to make all students work at McDonald's for below minimum wage for 2 years
now
after
talking.
Graduation from junior high?
And I would get a special free McDonald's chow, too, according to that deal.
Other party in Congress still continues to oppose was that a small section of their frontal lobes would be removed and the electronic control developed by our friends in Silicon Valley implanted as per the conditions of the Karen Act. Thus, you see, the
violated by the hubbub of scientific activity.
The hubbub of scientific activity is the point of everything.
Voyage to outer space.
Space voyage.
Minus 120 seconds. That's as our closing.
Man, that Mexican popsicle was delicious. Unfortunately, it's gone. And I ate it.
Minus 100 seconds.
There's nothing more to eat. I'm hungry. What am I going to do?
Rocket is poised and we're cradled in acceleration couches.
Oh no, this rocket is about to take off. There's nothing in the food locker. I can't eat my spacesuit. Oh.
Minus 80 seconds.
Well, maybe I can, if I can just get down to the deli in time.
Spasm of flame will hurtle us into the heavens toward...
Yeah, that spasm of flame might be for me if I don't get my...
little spaceport.
Space boy? I'll take this up with you later.
Minus 60 seconds. Minus 50. Watch the curving mass of the Earth dropping away. The sky changes from dawn gray to blue to purple, finally deepening into intense black. The sight is indescribable. The stars are brighter and the void is blacker than we've ever known. There's neither up nor down. Stars are on all sides of us, as if we were in the very center of the cosmos.
Oh.
What happened? I passed out. I must have blacked out under the intense pressure of acceleration. And I'm not getting much sleep these days. Well, I gotta tell you, it's a gas to be out here in outer space on behalf of this radio station and the weekly podcast. The view, just as everybody says, it's indescribable. And so I can't describe it. Oh! Oops, and it's very easy to have little accidents here in microgravity. I'd better go get that before it floats into something. Uh-oh, now I'd really better get it.
We are in weightless free fall, entering the orbit of the man-made satellite.
Blech.
Space station, Terminus bah. Terra 1.
I ain't getting anywhere near that damn space station. They make you sign forms and...
The spaceport looks like a weird collection of geometrical structures floating unconnected.
Well, to it, you look weird. What about that?
Silver disks and spheres and cylinders.
Oh, my silver disks are acting up again.
This is the great interplanetary spaceship which we will board for our journey into deep space.
Yeah, you can board for your journey.
But this is the transfer point to other worlds.
All right, be that way. Just be that way. What happened here? You can't force the mechanism. I made a little error, but nothing to write home about.
Our rocket warps close to the largest structure.
No mail delivery out here.
A fabric-covered tube snakes out toward us.
Oh, fabric-covered tube, you
made. We make our way by pulling ourselves along handholds into a pressurized interior of the spherical depot.
Why do you make it sound so...
Inside, we find installations for servicing and refueling.
Oh, now you're talking. I need to get serviced. Yeah. Get my ashes hauled in outer space.
The atmosphere brings sound to life.
Yeah, you'll hear some sounds, all right.
An oasis of noise.
Sweet noise. Euphonious. Space music, you call it. Space is full of little gremlins trying to assist or harm you, just like back home on Earth. I'm going to have a change of pace. Ah, that's a little better. Yes, it's hot, but not that hot. Here... on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on listener-censored Radio Valencia.fm. Radio Valencia is a podcast station. Don't let all that radio stuff fool you. There's no radio here, unless you believe in something called internet radio. I'll let you chew that one over while I light one up. Yes, sir, this is the latest in podcast technology. If only there were some refreshments here. I do have a bag of candy, but I can't open it because later on I'm going to go draw over at Dermophilia. And then they'll like me. Yeah, because I'll bring them a bag of candy. Yeah, yeah, that's how it works. There are one or two that don't like me at all. Call me old and ugly and want me to leave. Yeah, well, they don't get any candy. How do they like that? I'm just going to be cool and not act like a fool. Drawing these little comic strips isn't easy on the eyes, but it really is some kind of a prize. And what you see on the page is a big
Surprise!
Goodness, I must have taken it down the wrong pipe, as it were. By the holy pipe of Dobbs, I guess I bit off more than I could chew that time. My eyes were bigger than my stomach. You know, they've seen the coming of the glory of the Lord. He's trampled out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He's loosed the fateful lightning from his terrible swift sword. You don't want to get on that guy's bad side. But I'll tell you, I used to live in Arizona. In Arizona. 48th state to be admitted to the Union. Last of the lower 48. Before that, it was the huge, wild, empty Arizona territory. Well, I've got news for you, folks. In a certain sense, it still is. It's mostly owned by the Indians. Now, if you look at the map of Arizona, the two major cities, Tucson and Phoenix, are way down there by the bottom of the state. Tucson's only 67 miles from the Mexican border. Phoenix is just about 2 hours north of that. And all that huge empty state is desert, mountains, canyons, cactus, Indian reservations, and towns, but not fashionable towns, not like Aspen or anything like that. But we do have Buckeye and Bisbee and Jerome and Ajo. And there's a town that the border runs right through. And old President Trump has built a wall through it, like the Berlin Wall. Cutting through streets, cutting families and relatives off from each other. The northern part of this town is in Arizona, and they call it Sasabe. But the southern part on the other side of the wall is Sasabe. Anyway, that's there in the desert, too. Thank you. Thank you very much. And so we're going to continue with the Ask Dr. Howl Show live on radio. This is Dr. Howl and Owl presiding. I'm enjoying spinning some platters here for you on the old show of Rooney. But remember, it all comes out in the laundry. Soon we'll be getting together with Puzzling Evidence, Sarah Z, K-Rob, and even Michael Pepe. Yes, I have faith. Faith in the forms of things unknown. Meanwhile, out in outer space, things are just as grimly transcendental as they were after we took off. Takes a long time to get used to these.
Peculiar rays of shifting light cause grotesque and eccentric shadows to dance.
Those must be aliens.
A nebulous substance.
Show them no fear.
Solidifies into
the nebulous substance. I thought that was at Burning Man.
Dissolves into spiraling vapors.
Oh no, spiraling vagrants.
Vibrating with tints and
let me out of here.
Never seen before.
It's they obscene, I tell you.
Focus into value and relationship.
You gotta focus on the and locus and get some traction on the action and make time with these space chicks. Man, look at the sponsons on that
she's
rocket.
She's small and dainty. And
I could go for a booster rocket there.
She's gowned in a luminescent and diaphanous material which flows and clings to her body.
He may be an alien space monster to you, but to me,
flesh are of ever-changing hues, sometimes delicate, sometimes vibrant and brilliant.
Well, they got those iridescent, semi-transparent spacesuits on, just as Earl Burgee always painted on the cover of Astounding Science Fiction.
You get to see all of the girl, but she's enclosed in some sort of a filmy airbag. Cool. After all, is space really that bad? It's full of energy. You might think it's dark, but perhaps you forgot the sun, which is very much in the vicinity. Our atmosphere, our night, shield us from the sun, but out here in space, you're getting the full blast of those terrible radiant rays. The evil day star, as vampires call it. In den cosmos. That old Rose of San Antone, even in space.
Deep within my heart is the melody. A tale of old San Antone. Where my dreams all meet in a memory underneath clean stars all alone.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio and listener exasperated RadioValencia.fm. Radio Valencia. Our transmission is in the mission. We have many different programs, all kinds and conditions, all shapes and varieties of audio, but we still have room for you. If you want to have a show on Radio Valencia, contact the management through our spanking new website. No spanking will be required.
Now you tell me
first. We are located on 22nd Street, not on Valencia, next to the makeup room.
And you can make that out very easily. All those disaffected tech bros standing around outside, and the girls in their summer outfits.
Herzenssache, er bewährt lange schon.